Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It's a Friday night show. Blasting out with the XL and having a problem with the NL. But I will tell you what, there's power. There's power in the blood of Jesus, ladies and gentlemen. And just in case you didn't know, silver and gold are moving on up. And it looks like tonight they're going to flesh out a large portion of the Israeli attack or IDF attacks on Gaza to take out the Hamas. So you know that's going to move. And I'll tell you what, you know where we started at when I came on with Brother Quayle almost 20 years ago. And that's where we started out, was the Gog Magog War. And I'm starting to hear more people say, well, you think it is, it isn't, it isn't. Believe me, it is. Steve and I knew about this a long time ago. And the word of the Lord came unto me saying, son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, and chief prince of Meshach and Tubal. To all you big Masons out there, that's Tubal Cain. T-U-B-A-L, Tubal Cain. And prophesy against him, and say, thus saith the Lord, behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal, and I will turn thee back, and I will put hooks in thy jaws, and bring thee forth. And all thine army, all thine horses, horsemen, all of them clothed with sorts of armor and given a great company with bucklers and shields. And here's the names, you see. All of them handling swords. Persia, Ethiopia, Libya with them. All of them with shield and helmet. Gomer and all of his bands. That's basically Germany and part of France, maybe. The house of Togarma in the north quarters and all of his bands. And many, many people with them. Be thou prepared and prepare for thyself, thou and all thy company that are assembled unto them, and be that a guard against them. After many days, thou shalt be visited in the later years, and then thou shalt be come into the land that is brought forth. Brought back, excuse me, from the sword and gathered out of the mountains of Israel, which have become, excuse me, Landon, which have been a waste, but is brought and shall dwell safely among all of them. And then we're coming down to verse 10, which I want to talk about. That all of them ascend and come like a storm, and thou shalt be like a cloud to cover the land, and be like thou and all thy bands, and many people with thee. Verse 10. Thus saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God. It shall also come to pass that at the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think, an evil thought. And thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of the unwalled villages, and I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls, having neither bars nor gates, to take a prey or to take a spoil, and to take a prey, to turn thine hand upon the desolate places that have now been inhabited, and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations. And America's all out of the nations, isn't it? Which have gotten cattle and goods, and that dwell in the midst of the land. Well, let me tell you something. Land of the unwalled nation, that's Colorado, Kansas, Texas, Oklahoma, you know, the Dakotas, Iowa, Missouri. You got all kind of cattle and all kind of stuff. So they've all come up in here from the southern border. We've got thousands and thousands and thousands of people in the southern border. You remember back weeks ago when I was giving you real-time information about how they were bringing the Red Chinese in? And you remember how they had to stop the woman in what was a big Escalade or Cadillac or whatever the heck it was. And she had about five or six Red Chinese in the background with no pocket litter, no wallets, no nothing. Just khakis and a shirt or whatever, you know what I'm saying, jeans and a shirt. And certain good deputies stopped her in a good Texas town. Because I'm going to tell you what, Tejas will rock and roll, baby. Tejas will rock and roll. And they got some good people down there. And I'm going to tell you what, I got some good friends of mine down there. And God bless them. And I will tell you this, boys, you get your raincoats and you put them in your trunks. You stock up on the ammo and the food and the water in your trunk. And then you get your families. You get your families right now. You get them right on now out to the hunting camp and the fishing camps, because it's going to come a time here real quick when you might need them out there away from town, if you know what I mean. So anyway, they stop this woman. She was Chinese. And they ask her, well, where are you taking these men? Who are these men? Oh, well, I'm taking them to the Hilton Hotel in Houston. Well, they have no ID. They have nothing. Well, that's where they're going. So then by the time they start the inquiring with whatever ICE is or the Border Patrol and all that, they get a call from Washington, D.C. Leave those people alone and let them go on their way. So that's Red China Joe. Damn, Red China Joe took $1 billion, don't you know, from his son Hunter, from the Red Chinese. That's Red China Joe letting in Red Chinese spies into the United States. And then they're sending these guys come across the border. They give them information as to where to go to pick up transport, where to pick up some money and some food and documents. And then they tell them to go to these different, which they're just now starting to talk about on TV, all the congressmen and stuff. They're starting to talk about all these Red Chinese generals owning big ranchos in Texas and up in North Dakota, South Dakota, et cetera. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm glad old Hawk's on tonight, because it was a tough day today. So, anyway, you're going to have a situation where Ezekiel 38 starts, and this becomes a nuclear war, I believe, real quick. And then if you haven't read Ezekiel 39, I'm just going to let you read that. I read parts of that to you before. It's talking about the burying of all the dead in Israel that's going to be there. It's going to be all the Gog Magog people and all of that. But this ain't, this is not the Armageddon. This is not Armageddon as yet. We're just getting set up for the old AC, all right? Lucy's AC is going to possess the AC. And this thing is going to rock and roll for quite some time. Rock and roll for quite some time. And if you're not prepared, as Jesus told you in Matthew 25, in the parable of the wise and foolish virgins, And the foolish virgins don't bring no lamp oil with them or extra wicks or anything. And they're waiting for the bridegroom to come in. And they say to the wise virgins, oh, please give us of your oil and wick so that we may have some when the bridegroom comes. And then guess what the wise virgins say? Not so. You go to them that sell. You go to them that sell and buy for yourselves. So then the wise virgins stay, and there's the sound. It says, da, 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 the bridegroom cometh. So they go into the marriage with the bridegroom. And the door is shut. So, ladies and gentlemen, guess who comes up next? Oh, it's the foolish virgin. Oh, Lord, Lord, open to us. Lord, Lord, open to us. And then the Lord says through the door, you know what Lord Jesus says to him? He says, verily, verily, I say unto you, I know ye not. So when your third cousin's brother-in-law's hairdresser's barber, who works part-time for the cops, comes to your house and wants some of your food, you tell him through the door, verily, verily, I say unto you, I know ye not. Ah, man, oh, man. Gold is up over 2,000 an ounce, ladies and gentlemen. Silver is up, what did I see? It was at, what, 22 something? Let me check, click on. You can go to stevequayle.com. He's got a real nice Renaissance Precious Metals. stevequayle.com, click on that, and it shows you in all kind of detail the gold and silver prices, platinum and palladium. So $2,008, up $22.91, up $22.91. And then silver, 23.18, it's up 31 cents. So you can go to that, go to stevequayle.com and click on the button and let him show you what the deal is on all the different metals. And I will tell you what, Brother Quayle can get them to you quick. He's got locker boxes stocked up with them in key locations in the country. So that if you order, he can get them over on the overnight trail, usually pretty doggone quick. And that's what I suggest you do everything with. And I would also suggest that you, on any time you purchase online or even purchase locally, make sure that the stock is on hand and you can pick it up or it'll get delivered the next day or the day after that. Now, I will say this. Brother Quayle has got a tremendous Gen 6 Productions, the Mexico Expeditions. Just incredible stuff they're finding down there. And they show you the complete dig from the top of the ground down into where they unearthed the stuff. And then Jesse, his archaeologist down there, and his team doing incredible work. And it's all ties of the aliens in with the ancient peoples in Mexico. So, ladies and gentlemen, you need to get this. And if you call Steve Quayle at 406-586-4840, 406-586-4840, you tell him Old Hawk sent you. And then whatever you order, the expeditions or Steve Quayle 2.0 or the private briefings, or if you order some gold or silver, get whatever is left of Steve's books, because he can't reprint them right this time. Nobody knows what they can't tell him how much they'll cost or when they'll get them done or when the paper or what type of paper, all that stuff. But get the Giants books or get Beneath the Ice, you know, the Antarctica book. That's an incredible book. Talks about the Nazis. Xenogenesis. Men into Monsters. All the good books that Brother Quayle had. Terminated. Aliens and Fallen Angels. Weather Warfare. So, ladies and gentlemen, avail yourself of these books, too. And ask them about the specials on them. Because I think you can get a lot of them on special. And then you'll have those to explain to your children, to your grandchildren, and their grandchildren. And you can say, here's how we got to where we were at. And there's got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of details and stuff in them, Brother Quayle has, and footnotes to lead you on to other interesting research that he's done. So, Brother Steve Quayle, 406-586-4840. And God bless him. He's who brought me back to Lord Jesus. And I thank Steve every day. I thank him every day when I'm at home or wherever. Because almost 20 years ago, he put me on air, and I'm still here. Thanks to our Father in Heaven, Lord Jesus, Brother Quayle, and my wonderful audience out there. And you guys are fantastic. You sent me a lot of emails since last night. Sent a lot of emails since last night. I've got a bodyguard inside my office tonight, my radio office. He's one of the baddest son bucks I ever knew. One of the baddest son bucks I ever knew. And the thing is, I saw him one time in a restaurant parking lot. The guy gave him one lip, and there was no twitch, no fitch, whatever. And he had the guy underneath his throat and lifted him up about 5 feet in the air. And he asked the man what he thought he was going to do to him. And then he set him down gently and said, "Why don't you just go over there, boy?" So this is a bad son of a gun. Bad son of a gun. When he was in a guard in a prison, there was somebody who was from Chicago, was about 6'8" and 400 pounds, messing with him. And he put him in a judo flip quick and jiu-jitsu'd him down to the ground and put a boot on his neck and made the big guy in front of all of his gang buddies say, Matey, he had to give it up. Or the old boy that I got with me here would have stomped his neck and crushed his throat, and there would have been no enforcer in the city of Chicago in the gangland. So, ladies and gentlemen, don't mess with the old hawk today. And any of you people out there around and about, don't even think about it. Because we're armed with Tesla coil. Tesla coils up in here. And we'll just have you step on the welcome mat out in front, and then I'll push the button, and then we'll just zap you to Tesla land, all right? I'm being facetious, ladies and gentlemen. Hawk had a lot of tough night last night. He's having a tough night tonight. But you know what? I've now been to the doctors. I've been to all the pulmonologists. I've had the biopsy scraped and all that. I have an aggressive type of small cell lung cancer. Very aggressive type. So now we're figuring out how to do the treatment. So I'm just telling you that all along, like I've told you the last few weeks. And consequently, I need your prayers. Anything is most needed and welcome, believe me. Prayers, assistance, whatever. But that, ladies and gentlemen, is the key. And the key is the power is the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. There's all kinds of stuff they're getting ready to do. Israel's ground invasion of Gaza is underway, basically. It's an expansion of it. And I got to read this one because I forgot my glasses last night. Let's see. Let's see what this guy says here. I'm having fun tonight, ladies and gentlemen, trying to talk with you straight. Oh, this is interesting. So just in case you forgot your glasses tonight, been speaking to our Lord Jesus since I noticed your shortness of breath. From the kinds of words your listeners have shared with you in the last few weeks, you have quite the prayer team and intercessors on your behalf. You just have to focus on your health. Yes, sir, I do need to focus on my health. I'm sure if needed, SQ would keep us updated on your progress. I'm keeping you updated on your progress. And if needed, Steve would too. But I'm on the air two nights in a row, my friend. And I'm going to try to be on air as long as I possibly can. Can't read all of this right here, but anyway, can't read all of this right now, but the thank you for your kind words. Now, the banks are losing a lot of money, deposit outflows. And the reason why is you guys are out there starting to purchase some of your preps for real. Consequently, you're going to start to see bank problems. And I said last night, I thought that maybe the reason they played a card, last couple of days, was to keep the eye off the ball in Israel and Iran and all the different Syria and all the different places. But I think they would like to have a nuclear war, limited, but nevertheless a nuclear war. I think they'd like to knock the EMP weapons onto the United States and drop out the power grid. And I think, consequently, you better prepare for that. You better prepare for that, as I've told you many, many times. And if you have not read 1 Second After by William R. Forstchen, Forstchen, it's a Forge book. William R. Forstchen, 1 Second After. You ought to read the account of Black Mountain, North Carolina. Black Mountain, Montreat, Asheville, Swannoa, all the different places through there. And the fights and the wars and how I-40 turned into a parking lot. And you better have you some catfish already put up. You better pull you some fish out of Lake Junaluska and some different places up in there. But anyway, it gives you an idea. And it also tells you about the population and what happened to it and all of that. And be mindful of Deagle, D-E-A-G-E-L. D-E-A-G-E-L, and the population, 100 million people in the year 2025. Well, we're at the latter part of 2023, ladies and gentlemen. And consequently, we better be preparing like nobody's business. Now, back to my health a little bit, because the gentleman said, I got to pay attention to my health. I paid attention to my health, but yet I've had a fast, aggressive cancer that came out of nowhere. I didn't know it. It's been about a month or two since I started having problems. Remember when I had trouble walking and breathing a little bit back a little while back during the summer? That apparently was the beginning of all this stuff, and then it went quick. So I've got to figure out how to do it, what to do. And I've got to figure out the thing that gives me the best possible long-term chance. And the best thing I could ever imagine would be a miracle from Lord Jesus. Powers in the blood of Jesus. Lord Jesus, I pray that you provide me with a medical miracle to remove the cancer from my body, to fill me back full of good air and breath, Lord Jesus, and restore me back to health. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. And I pray that same prayer for every one of you out there who need a miracle in your life. The old marshal at the stagecoach stop, he's tougher than an old piece of nail. I'll tell you what, that guy, he's just incredibly tough. And then you got those Iowa people up in there. You got the Dunlap people, both who have had some interesting troubles, and their daughter as well, but they have come out of that, and it's thanks to the Lord Jesus. Let me tell you, we prayed for him over here on many, many times. So Israeli tanks are now storming on into the Gaza. We got super volcano threats to erupt in Europe. You see, this is all coming down the wire. And I know that there are a lot of supplements. People are sending me all kinds of things. I can deal with that. Just send it to me in an email. I won't promise you I'll take this, that, or the other, but I'll promise you that I will look at it and I will see. But I have to go based upon my best possible chance to last the longest. And that's what I talked to my wife about. I said, you know, I was told today that if I didn't do anything, it would be, listen up out there. I was told if I didn't do anything, it would be about 3.5 to 5 weeks and I'd be poop gone. That's what the guy said. So anything I can use to fight it, I'll do it. And that's the way I'm going to try to go. I want to go get the maximum possibility of survival so that I can be on air with you more. Jesus can do a miracle for me at any time if it be his will. It may be his will to bring me back to heaven. Maybe his will to bring me back to heaven and put me in Archangel Michael's boot camp and to get ready for when I come down on the other side of the gate. Brother Greg Evenson, he may already have his junior jump boots. I don't know. He was always a fast man with a good voice, you know. I think about Greg all the time. Cool guy. His wife, Liz, you know Liz, drop her a line, say hi to her. Give her a call. Wonderful person. Magnificent person. Upers, too, Upers. But Greg was from Kansas. And then the other Uper, Liz, I believe, is from Chicago. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I'm here with you. I'm trying to see you out there and all the little campfires out there tonight. And consequently, we're together. And you know who I'm at. I'm giving you the updates as best I can. And if you know how tired I was, you couldn't believe it. Could not believe how tired I am. Oh, man, oh, man. So anyway, have you all set out there? Have you tested out your stuff? Have you gone down to the range and shot your new rifle or your new shotgun or your pistol? Of the, take a small amount of the long-term storage food, the Mountain House or the Alpenair or the Wise or whatever it is, the brand. Have you tested it to see how it tastes? Have you turned off the... Have you turned off the lights of the house to see how it feels when the power goes out? Many of you know that. I mean, you remember when I had it back. I had it 2 different Januaries in a row, just incredibly nuts. And I remember the old scholar from Temecula. He knew I was freezing up a storm. He sent me a bear blanket, I believe it was. And I put that old sucker around me. And that's the way it was, man. Warmed me up really to right toasty. There's all kind of good people of you out there. The Maine Maniacs, I got a little word from them today. And I know you guys live near Lewiston. Not far from it. Doctor and a nurse. You guys have been around a long time, and I thank you. There's all kind of good people up in Maine. And I don't know where this card they played. They played a card. They played a joker, didn't they? And then immediately Biden came out to get rid of assault weapons. This is MK Ultra. Mind control, CIA mind control stuff. Also involved with the deep part of the FBI. The Dip 5 FBI, right? The people who are corresponding to the fifth director of the KGB, the wet work division. Consequently, this stuff is going to get wilder and wilder and wilder. If But the key that you can do, there's two keys. There's power in the blood of Jesus, and you got to have that relationship with him. You want to have the relationship with directly with Lord Jesus. And if he knows that you're with him and he's with you, then he's going to start to wash you clean. It will be like one of them old factories outside of town in, Central Illinois that don't run anymore. And they got them windows. You got them windows that are all covered over with dust and dirt and everything. And if you're to wash those windows, you would have to get like newspapers and wet water and soapy water. And you start to wash them. You can wash them once. It wouldn't wash. It would just look like swiggly swabbies on the thing. You can see a little more light. But when Jesus goes to wash your windows clean, he knows exactly what to do. Our Father who art in heaven sent his only begotten Son down to this planet to live here, to be amongst you, and to cover your sins with his blood. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. And don't you ever forget it. And he's the one that's making me speak strong right now when I don't have the air and I'm on an oxygen machine. But I still got my backup bodyguard behind me. So I thought I better bring him in for the heavy work, and, because I could only handle a little light work tonight, I think. But I could handle some light work if I needed to. I got my different firearms sitting around me here and the buttons to all the Tesla coils that my buddy from Ohio showed me how to build. Well, we got giant ones. Bzzz, bzzz. Do you hear it? You hear it? Oh, boy. Somebody says, funny you mentioned that. Playing blackout. Funny that you mentioned blackout during your live show. Before moving to where they moved. I can't say where they moved because these are real good people. Well, I could say the Allegheny gang. Let's see what they're talking about here. Okay. We would play blackout with the kids and play board games so that they would get used to no power for a while building our bug out home. So there you go. Watch out there, bodyguard. I no talking on air. No talking on air, bodyguard. He's giving me some trouble back here. I may have to handle him. Air compressor and all, Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you understand. I'm not apologizing tonight like I did last night because I was real short of breath. But tonight I took another... They took another half gallon of liquid out of my chest. That's a gallon of liquid in the last 2 weeks. And then the doctor says that the tumor or the cancer is creating the liquid. So consequently, we're at a situation where I got to get the stuff drained off every now and then. So I got any hope of kind of having a good breath. All right, there's my buddy right there. Let's see who this guy is. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm having fun. I hope you have a little fun with me. But I'm going to tell you what, this is a prep weekend like you won't believe. You need to go to Costco or wherever you're going to go. And here's my old buddy. Hawk keeps swinging the ball, man, at the Lucy's shins. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Roger that, JW. Anyway, I will try to keep you advised on all this. And it's all new to me, and it's wearing me out, quite frankly, having all these doctor's appointments and scans and this and that, and fluid draining. It's like I'm an old heifer. It's like they're working on an old heifer and branding me and tanning me and putting the ear number in my ear, you know, that kind of stuff. But I'm going to tell you what, I'm going to try to stay on the air as long as I possibly can. Because I see you out there right now. Well, it's dimly glowing, but oh, yeah. I see down up there on the Salmon River, I see a campfire. See a campfire. Northern California. Oh, I see little campfires up there. And up the old Buffalo gals huddled around a candle up in Buffalo. And the Maine Maniacs. Not the guy, the card they played. That's MK Ultra card. That's a big time shooter card designed to take away the Second Amendment. But I will tell you what, if you don't have a firearm, you go tomorrow and buy one as quickly as possible. If you can't buy one at a gun store and get it quickly enough, then buy one at a gun show, private gun show out in the mall or wherever they have them. And you can buy a used gun from a man and woman, human being, you see. You can still do the transaction. In a lot of places, you got to have ID cards and all this crap. Well, thank goodness, Kansas, you can have, Kansas, Missouri, you can have ability to go in and just buy as much ammo as you want. Okay, this is Mickey LaPua here. Let's see what Mickey LaPua has to say. You guys might be interested, Mickey. Mickey is probably one of the toughest people I've ever met. Mickey is proficient in at least 6 martial arts from various nations across the world. And he was taught by a student of Bruce Lee's. And he is bad, bad to the moon. The only guy that I know that's halfway as bad is sitting right behind me. And let's see what old Mickey's got to say. Mickey LaPua. He's also expert on that .338 LaPua rifle, you know. Mickey is. Yeah, that's right, Mick. He says, love you, brother. Old Mickey says, keep going. Well, that's what I'm going to do, Mickey. Buddy, let me tell you what. You better be on your optics, brother, because they're going to come. The targets are going to start to come now. And you better get you a helicopter ride out there to Porky's. At the Porky's and get on the boat in the swamp out there. You know what I mean? Yeah. Well, he's still talking to me. Mickey LaPua says, I'm here, brother, for all of you and your followers, for all the fellow patriots. So Mickey's on the optics. You go into his zone, you better say, hey, Mick. Or you'll end up quick. All right, thank you, Mickey LaPua. And I'll tell you what, the old river pirate. I checked in with him today. Well, the river pirate has gone up on Price's Mountain. He's high up on Price's Mountain. Looking down below. But the old river pirate is still in here with us. And there's a whole lot of people. And I'll tell you what, Brother Steve Quayle, I'm sure glad I met him because he brought me back to Jesus. And I will tell you, you need to go back. No matter how many faces you got, you're out there, you're, I don't know, 52, 54 years old. You got a lot of faces on you. You like to drink a lot of coffee. And you're sitting out there, and you don't know what to do, and you'd like to get off the circus pony. Well, I'm going to tell you what. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. And so consequently, you better take advantage of what Jesus has to offer while you still can, because it won't be there forever. won't be there forever. We're going to pass down through history so quick. These days are going to go quicker. So therefore, long-term storage food, water purification and water blocks, water storage containers, you know, all kind of stuff. And you need to get them and you need to get them right as soon as possible. Chunky type soups. You got to get the Mountain House. If you can afford Mountain House wise, the different freeze dried dehydrators, get you some of that because it'll last 25 to 30 years and it'll be an excellent. You can also get survival meats that'll last 15 to 20 years. Yoder's. Yoder's bacon is just incredible. Yoder's chicken chunks, Yoder's beef chunks. Yoder's pork, whatever. Yoder's ground beef. And there's Survival Cave as well. But if nothing else, you get you another can of Progresso or Chunky Soup. And we've also heard about how some of them are gotten out of the GMO type, the genetically modified material in it, particularly in the Chunky. But I'll tell you what, it's a ration. And it's going to be something that you're going to need. And one big can of soup. Or I would tell you one thing I've seen that apparently does not have the GMO in it now is Dinty Moore beef stew. So you get you a Dinty Moore beef stew, and that's a ration for one person for one day. Put that together with some poke salad or dandelion greens. You can grow lettuce in a little grow box too. You put your cold box in this winter so you can still grow stuff. You know, unless it's 40 below, you can still grow some stuff in a cold box. And you can have your lettuce. You got Aero Grow, the Aero stuff you can grow inside the house or in the window. And consequently, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go into this as best we can. Yeah, I hear that MCS. They'll kill you, but so will everything. Not doing anything will kill you. I'm trying to look at all the stuff that I could do, and I can't debate it with you right now, and I'm not going to debate it with anybody. I'm just going to look at the facts as I see them on my case and try to do it the best I can, because I'd like to see my wife a few more than 3.5 to 5 weeks. I'd like to see that. All right. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for all the people who are sending me real nice stuff on the web right here. I'm trying to read some of it, but I guess I'm missing the show on that. I guess I quit, shouldn't do it. And, but you can, if you can, pray for me that the Lord Jesus will provide me with a medical miracle. Now, if you're interested in helping out people who are on fire for the Lord Jesus, you can avail yourself of the opportunity, believe me, because the Nunemakers, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Nunemakers, were missionaries for over 50 years in Indochine. And God bless them. I love both of them so much, Dave and Debbie. But they've been helping Montagnard tribes people. Montagnard tribes people in the mountains there of the Shan states, Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, Vietnam, and Burma or Myanmar. They just finished financing. We just threw our show here and then other donations that come from their other people who donate. We have a lot of people donate to the Nunemakers. Well, apparently it's enough to build a church outside of a house. Build a church outside of a house. The church costs $21,000, but it represents a like a double size of what they were operating with inside the house in the church. And folks, these people are baptizing and reading the word of the Lord and singing in the songbooks. And each one of the villages has a separate dialect or language. So we try to print the Bibles up in their own dialect. and do that for them so they can read and sing in their own language. And it's wonderful. Anything the Lord Jesus will accept, any gift to them, the Nunamaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Bible Project, Nunamaker Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, M-Y-E-R-S-T-O-W-N, Pennsylvania, 17067. Nunamaker Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, with a Y, Pennsylvania, 17067. May the Lord Jesus return to you 10,000-fold. You want to keep old Hawk on the air, and I hope you do. Well, I don't blame you if these last two goofy shows, maybe, I don't know. But old Hawk's out here with you. And when the power grid goes down, the old Hawk did get him a solar generator. So he, now I know why I did. The Lord told me to get a solar generator. And then now I know I need to run my oxygen machines. But I'm going to be sitting in the tiger pit. No, I ain't going to be in the tiger pit. I'm going to be in the spider hole peeping out at you. So if you come down the lane and you ain't the right kind, you ain't the right type, you better start whistling Hawk. You know, in the air, hockey, dokey, dokey, because I'll tell you what, I still got it left in me, and I ain't going out. I'm not going to go into the Luciferian night without a fight. Blame you me. I'm going to smack Lucy in the shins, shit him on the elbows, on the ears, on the top of his Lucy head with the old ball bat. And I'll use a Louisville Slugger. I don't need that metal fungo bat from Japan. So anything that is most needed and welcome, and believe you me, it would be most welcome at this time. Anything that can be used, sent, that would be just great. It can be Federal Reserve notes, an ounce of silver, silver quarter, silver dime, half, be a little bit of gold, a little bit of platinum, whatever it might be, or a check. Send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965. West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965. West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And I'll tell you what, this might be the last chance. Maybe you listen for years. Might be the last chance to say hi to Hawk. You can also send me a card or a letter there. That's nice. Tell me, you know, to send a prayer or what have you. But anything is most needed and welcome at this time. So, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what's going to happen tonight further. I don't know what's going to happen tonight further over in Israel or in the Middle East. But I'm getting a lot of prayers in for me here. God bless you all out there. So you're so fantastic. I listen to y'all. I think to y'all. When sometimes you and I communicate in emails, I'll pray for you. We pray on the air, and boy, we get thousands of prayer on the air. That's powerful. I can't believe it. Because you can actually feel it. It's like, pop, 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 pop. You can feel little tiny hits of prayer coming in. It's just incredible. And I felt that last night, tonight, and on other occasions. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. Ah, yes. Power in the blood of Jesus. Now, let me say this. You have a little bit of an opportunity now to prepare. I don't know how long exactly, but it's time is short. The trick is you would be to try to get at least 1 year of food, water, purified water for your family. That would be an initial type of goal. If you don't have the money, believe you me, I ain't got enough to walk around the block with food. It costs 50 cents. I know a lot of people in that boat. But the fact is, ladies and gentlemen, is that you can ask the Lord Jesus for help in that respect. Say, Lord Jesus, I cannot provide for all the needs myself on the preparations. I do not have the money at this time, Lord Jesus. Is there any way that you can put me in touch with somebody who is in need of somebody to do work on his farm or ranch or whatever, or to stand guard at night while he sleeps? You stand guard in exchange for some preps. And there'll be all kinds of things like that to go down for you. But if you only got another one day of rations, then you grab yourself another one day of ration. If you got chickens where you can have eggs, you got chickens and eggs, right? You got you a little bit of a pork and beans, right? You got your roast beef hash or corned beef hash or any more stew. You grow a little bit of lettuce in a window garden, window box garden. I've done that a lot over the years. And it will work. It will work. Here's a return trip from the trip to the border today from somebody. This is a good, tough man, one of the toughest guys I know. Returned home from a trip to the border. Was in Brewster County. Tent communities have popped up all over the roadside. Local deputies are telling people up there that there's temporary holding facilities for illegals on private properties. The federal government is paying top dollar. The federal government, your tax dollars, are going to pay for the lease of the land. Row after row of green tents. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the invasion. Looks like a Boy Scout jamboree. Estimation of approximately 1,000 tents down on the border. Also, another surge of illegals on Eagle Pass is imminent. Another 20,000 to 30,000 expected through the first couple of weeks of November. Keep the powder dry. Train up, stock up, and pray up. You're right, my brother. And I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to flick-flack my knives and sharpen my K-bar, brother. I have my K-bar sharp. Have my boot knife sharp. I got my two pistolas. I got my 12-gauge sawed off and gone down the backpack. And I got me a wild and crazy Chinese deer rifle at the ready. Because I'm going to tell you, do not go into their Luciferian knife without a fight, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, do not let these suckers, whoever comes to your door, don't you let them tell you Jack Dooley squat. You tell them that you're with Lord Jesus in heaven, that you are a Bill of Rights person, and you're a true American, and to get off your dadgum property, all right? And if they come and take you away, ha-ha, well, I'm going to tell you, you wade into them. You find yourself deep into their quarters. You find yourself deep into them with your bayonet. You understand what I'm saying? Don't screw up and let yourself go. Don't end up getting kidnapped. Don't end up getting put in the truck and taken down the road by foreign soldiers who can read the back of the license. I'll read the back of the speed, road signs for the color codes. Remember all the color codes back a few years ago? The red, the brown, the green. I lived next to one that was black. That was black because there was a death camp down the street. So consequently, I know what I would tell you is that you had better prepare in the next few days, I think would be a good time. If you got a lot of money in your stock account, do you think it's going to go in there and stay in there for a long time? I don't know. That's up to you and the Lord. But I'll tell you what, if I had a whole lot of money and I didn't have a whole lot of food, I'd be making sure I had me 3 years of food for everybody in my family and a couple good neighbors thrown into the butt. Ladies and gentlemen, we're fixing to have the pay dodo, as they say in Louisiana. A la danse, cher. A la danse. But I'm going to tell you what. You oil up them old Cajun rifles down in there. You get him oiled up and you get your machete, all right? And you get him all slivered up and shined up and polished up and sharpened up. And you get your K-bar knives, all right? You get them all sharpened up, ready to go. And people are sitting here. The bodyguard back here is laughing at me because I pointed up on the shelf. There's two K-bars, all right? One 7-inch, one 5-inch. The 5-inch got the Tonto blade. The 7-inch is old strictly U.S. Marine Corps. And there's all kind of firearms in every shelf. And start eating your carrots. And understand you're going to have to stay up at night sometimes. The schedule has got to change. The schedule has got to change. Otherwise, you're getting your stuff eaten alive. Old Hawk is at RadioHawk777@hotmail.com. RadioHawk777@hotmail.com. And then I've given you my address tonight. You send me a card, a letter. Send me a little bit of Federal Reserve notes, a little gold, a little silver, or a check. And one more time, that's Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Mail order Jesus return that to you 10,000-fold. 10,000-fold, ladies and gentlemen. And I'll tell you what, I seem to have a little more strength tonight than I did yesterday. Maybe they took that half gallon of juice out of my lung. Maybe that helped a little bit. Don't go into there loose, a fairy knife without a fight. Mighty men and women of valor, you up there in the spacecraft. Use your high technologies to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus and against those who are against the constitutional Americans. Fandango Rangers, I know you ready. Go see Lieutenant Tanner. Nicky LaPua, we know what you're up to. You're on the optics tonight. Road and Track and Little L. Road and Track and Little L. You say hi to your daddy down there. The people on the Warren Soul Drive are some of the nicest people in the entire world. God bless you so much. And for all of those out there trying to keep Old Hawk in the game, I sure appreciate it. And I'm still in the game, baby. I'm still in the game. Sitting here with cancer, but I'm going to try to beat it. Good night.